This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy. More than 605,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. That figure is more than 140,000 in the United States. There are more than 14.4 million confirmed infections worldwide, with more than 3.7 million in the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is in favor of Americans wearing face masks to help curb the surging coronavirus pandemic, but says he will not impose a national mandate. He said that I am a believer in masks, Mr. Trump said in an interview at the White House, first aired on the Fox News Sunday TV show. He continued that he says, I think masks are good. Mr. Trump wore a mask in public for the first time only a week ago. Top Republicans in Congress are expecting to meet Monday with President Trump on the next COVID aid package, as the administration panned more virus testing money and interjected other priorities that could complicate quick passage. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was prepared to roll out the $1 trillion package in a matter of days, but divisions between the Senate GOP majority and the White House posed fresh challenges. Congress was returning to session this week as a coronavirus crisis many had hoped would have improved by now only worsened, and just as earlier, federal emergency relief was expiring. Australia's acting chief medical officer said Monday, as the country braces for a second wave of infection, that a surge in COVID-19 cases in Australia's second biggest city could take weeks to subside despite a lockdown and orders to wear masks. Authorities in the state of Victoria, whose capital, Melbourne, is in partial lockdown amid a new outbreak, reported 275 COVID cases Monday, down from a daily record of 438 3 days earlier. The Australian acting chief medical officer, Paul Kelly, said it would take weeks to slow the outbreak. This is VOA News. The Chilean government announced a five-step plan for the gradual deconfinement from the pandemic, which will be implemented when certain health criteria are met. President Sebastián Piñera announced the plan step-by-step after 5 weeks of decreasing infections. Phase one of the plan would be a quarantine, which currently applies to half of the country's population. Within that are mobility restrictions, including authorization for essential activities only, curfews and sanitary cordons to access certain areas, border closures and suspensions of face-to-face learning and education institutes also apply. In a second stage, there would be a transition to reduce the degree of confinement. And the third step, the quarantine is lifted for the entire population except for those over the age of 75, but the curfew and sanitary cordons will be maintained. The gradual return of face-to-face learning in education institutions is authorized in the fourth phase, as well as the reopening of certain commercial activities like cinemas and theaters. The fifth phase includes the free movement of elderly over the age of 75. Curfews and sanitary cordons are lifted, and the return to face-to-face schooling is authorized, still with some limitations. Some top U.S. leaders, House leaders, say that they were alarmed by the Trump administration's tactics against protesters in Portland, Oregon, and other cities, including Washington, D.C., and called on federal inspectors general to investigate. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler, Homeland Security Committee Chairman Benny G. Thompson, and Oversight and Reform Committee Chairwoman Carolyn B. Maloney sent a letter to the Inspectors General of Department of Justice and Department of Homeland Security. The Democratic lawmakers want an investigation into the use of federal law enforcement agencies by the Attorney General and the Acting Secretary of Homeland Security to suppress First Amendment-protected activities in Washington, D.C., Portland, and other communities across the United States. The mayor of Oregon's largest city said that the presence of federal agents is exacerbating tensions in Portland, which has seen nearly 2 months of nightly protests since the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Twitter says the hack that compromised the accounts of some of its most high-profile users targeted 130 people. The hackers were able to reset the passwords of 45 of those accounts. San Francisco-based company said that in a blog post that for up to 8 of these accounts, the attackers also downloaded the account's information through the Your Twitter Data tool. Twitter said none of the 8 were verified accounts, adding that it's contacting the owners of the affected accounts and saying that we're embarrassed, we're disappointed, and more than anything, we're sorry. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.